Fitness Tips with Mike Rush. Fast and easy tips to get as fit as possible. Let's go. All right. There's always times where when you're having good habits, there's something good that you can associate with. And when you're having bad habits, there's always bad things that you can associate with. And what do I mean by this? I mean, like when you're in the groove, when you're doing something well, typically like nutrition wise, for me, for example, whenever I'm most fit, whenever I'm lifting, whenever I'm exercising, whenever I'm in the groove, I'm typically eating salmon like 2 times a week or at least once a week. And that's really a habit that rings true throughout the last 10, 20 years. Like when I'm in the groove, I associate being really healthy with eating more salmon. And in general, I'm eating more fish throughout the week. And then on the reverse side of that, I know that when I'm not being as fit as possible or as healthy as possible, typically that relates to something like Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And I'm having that maybe a couple times a week or having a fast food a couple times a week. And so never is any of this that like make or break. It's just really an indicator as to where you're at, where your headspace is at. And it's funny, whenever I'm in the groove, whenever I've been working out for months at a time, I notice that also broccoli is like a staple of my diet. It's something that actually tastes good. It feels good. It keeps me energetic. I know like oatmeal for breakfast is a staple as well. And just something when I'm in the groove, I actually weirdly kind of crave it, or it's something that I really look for within my diet. And then I know when I'm out of the groove, like for another example, like soda is something that doesn't sound that bad. In fact, it sounds kind of good. But when I'm working out, things like Flamin' Hot Cheetos or things like soda actually sound repulsive, or it's just like not something I want to grab for if I'm several months into working out, feeling healthy, feeling good. It actually is something that just naturally I don't want. And so, again, a lot of these things are ways that you can kind of see trends, see ways that you are remaining healthy, remaining fit. And I just noticed that throughout the years that there are certain groups. Like even small things like keeping my car super clean. It's like when I'm fit, when I'm in the groove, I'm keeping my car clean. And when I'm maybe out of the groove, the car's a little bit dirtier, a mess. So success kind of leaves little trails, if you will, and so does failure or being off course. So just pay attention to these little things, and they really add up over time. And I think where it all comes together is if you are doing fish or salmon or chicken, and that is something that you're doing, I mean, several times per week, it's there's all those little things that maybe you don't notice it a week, maybe you don't notice it a month, but 2, 3, 4, 5 months go by, and that's where the results come in. So that's just a little tidbit, associating positive things with a positive routine, and I hope that relates and hope that helps you.